You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello, football friends. It is your best football friend, Alex Mearns, and we are at the part of The Football Hour where we do footballer love letters. This is the part of the show when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for a certain player, or when a certain player scores an amazing goal and it makes you feel a real tingle inside. I know it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings, but if you ask a man to talk about his love for one of his favourite players, or when a team scores a goal, we turn into William Shakespeare, Keats, E. Cummings, or Jeff Stelling talking about Hartlepool. The words rush out of us like nothing else in life. Football holds the key to our emotions. So on Saturday, early afternoon, I was sat flat out on my sofa, highly hungover, watching Liverpool versus Man City, and then, bang, crash, goal. Leroy Sané decided to put the bins out, and wow, Leroy Sané, it was such a good goal. Then, this song by Al Green came on the radio.
If I were you, I'd write a letter. I'll tell the world just how I feel.
Yes, that's it, Al Green. I'll write a love letter to Leroy Sané, the Man City winger who just made my heart skip a beat. So, this letter is addressed to El Sane, Flat 19, Etihad Stadium, Ashton New Road, Manchester, England. This is Footballers Love Letters. I hope you enjoy it, Leroy. Oh yes, dear Leroy, you must be feeling on top of the world and joint top of the Premier League. It was a very typical Saturday afternoon in Manchester, and by typical, I mean it was pouring with rain. Absolutely wet through that city was, but it didn't dampen the city squad. You were fit and firing. I got to say, ever since you moved to the Blues, I've been dead impressed. I just adore your footballing ability. Firstly, that left peg of yours. I just don't get it. See, Leroy, I'm a right-footed player. Like most right-footed players, there is nothing particularly special about my right foot. What is in a left foot, which makes it look so much better when you strike a ball than a right foot striking a ball? There literally shouldn't be any difference, but there is. Next, you're abso-rapido, like Bolt, the way you nip past players. See ya, you say, as you breeze past the fullback. Like a deer or a gazelle, so elegant when you sprint. Anyway, enough about you, let's talk about me. On Friday night, I went out. Oh yes, I know I shouldn't be drinking before a big match. But leave it out, Leroy. I'm only watching, I'm not playing. Though, I wouldn't tell Pep if you wanted to go on a heavy sesh with me the night before a game. Some of the most famous British players used to love a beer before a match. George Best, Paul Merson, Paul Gascoigne, and of course, myself, when I was playing centre-half for the University of Westminster. On to the main reason I'm writing this love letter, well, Mr. Sane, it's because you did something in the Liverpool game which made me feel all warm inside. Sometimes I switch over at the end of a game, but I am very relieved I kept watching on right to the bitter end on Saturday, because, well, you smashed it. You just let rip. You didn't let rip like me on the sofa, but you actually just let rip. Just burst that ball into the Liverpool net. You picked it up on the right, 30 yards out, you set yourself, and it flew up. Oh, it flew off that beautiful left peg. I'm not bragging here, Leroy, but I knew straight away that that, my friend, is a goal. It was bins o'clock, top binnage. You need a team of bin men to pick that goal out. 5-0 Man City. Easy as you like. Thank you, Leroy Sané. Big love, yours faithfully, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour. Oh yes, that was Footballer Love Letters to my mate, Leroy Sané. As I say to everyone I write the letter to, you can just respond however you like. You can DM me on Twitter. You could even write me a letter. I would love it if you could write me a letter. Leroy Sané, go on. You got plenty of time on these long journeys to matches, surely. Right, that was Footballer Love Letters. Thank you, Leroy Sané, for scoring that beautiful goal against Liverpool. This has been the Football Hour.
Now the podcast is over, football friends. I hope you enjoyed it. Was it one of the good ones? Nah, probably not. So, will you go and do me a favour now the podcast is finished? We have a Twitter account. It's at the Football Hour. And none of you seem to follow it. We're constantly uploading new content onto there. And you can find out all the latest news that's happening in my world and in the Football Hour world. So go and follow that Twitter account. For every single person who listens to this podcast and then goes and follows the Football Hour from now until next week, I will mention on next week's batch of podcasts. I promise you, that is a Alex Mearns deal. I promise you, yeah? We're on 419 followers. Pretty embarrassing compared to other podcasts. If you go follow the Football Hour and we smash over 500 in the next week, then I will put every single one of your Twitter accounts on our podcast, which goes to thousands of people around the world. That podcast Twitter account again, at the Football Hour. And I will mention you on next week's batch of podges. Podges? Podcasts at the Football Hour. Go follow at the Football Hour. Please do it. I'm praying. I've got my hands clenched. Please go follow at the Football Hour. Please, football friends, do it for Alex. Please.